This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Severe cyclonic storm Dana made landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra on Odisha coast with wind speed of 120 km per hour midnight last night. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the landfall process continued till this morning. More from our correspondent.
There has been no report of any major damage or casualty so far after the landfall of severe cyclone Dana between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra around last midnight. Cyclone response teams consisting of NDRF, ODRF and fire services have started cleaning the roads in different parts of Kendrapada and Bhadrak districts by clearing big trees fell down during the landfall of Dana.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will co-chair the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC, in New Delhi today. Chancellor Scholz arrived in New Delhi last night on a three-day visit to India. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks today to discuss enhanced security and defence cooperation, deeper economic cooperation, green and sustainable development partnership, and collaboration in the area of emerging and strategic technologies. Both leaders will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. Filing of nominations will end today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. 748 candidates have so far filed their nominations. Chief Minister Hemant Sorin filed his nomination from Barhat, while opposition leader Amar Kumar Bawri filed his nomination from Chandan Kyari seat. Assembly Speaker Rabindranath Mahato filed his nomination from the Nala seat. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 30th of October. In Maharashtra, 552 candidates have filed their nominations for assembly elections so far. Meanwhile, Indian National Congress declared its first list of candidates for 48 constituencies. The Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Pawar, declared a list of 45 candidates. The Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena, or MNS, released its third list of candidates yesterday. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been appointed as the next Chief Justice of India, CJI. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said in a tweet that President Draupadi Murmu, after consultation with CJI, D.Y. Chandrachur, has appointed Justice Khanna as CJI with effect from 11th of November. Justice Khanna is currently the second senior-most judge of the Supreme Court. He will become the 51st Chief Justice of India. Justice Khanna is due to retire on the 13th of May 2025. Incumbent CJI D.Y. Chandrachur, who took charge on 9th November 2022, will retire on 10th of November this year. The United States and Qatar have announced the revival of Gaza ceasefire negotiations, marking a potential turning point in diplomatic efforts following the recent death of Hamas's Yahya Sinwar. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his 11th regional visit since the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel, revealed that mediators are exploring fresh approaches after previous U.S.-led initiatives stalled. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has invited applications for Sports Awards 2024. Sports awards are given every year to recognize and reward excellence in sports. The applications of eligible sports persons, coaches, and entities for the awards must be submitted at the online portal dbtyas-sports.gov.in by the 14th of November. In wrestling, India bagged one silver and a bronze at the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship 2024 in Tirana, Albania last night. India's Anjali clinched silver in the women's 59kg category. She finished second after losing to Sulimia Vink of Ukraine in the final. In another win for India, Monica in the women's 68kg scored a victory over Chinese opponent Shinze Diu to grab a bronze. And in tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his French companion Albano Olivetti will face pair of John William Pearce of Australia and Jimmy Murray of UK in the quarterfinal of men's doubles at the Swiss indoors today. The match is scheduled to start at 3:30 p.m. Indian time in Switzerland. And that is the end of this news bulletin.